This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Fitness and Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Sherry Grenadier. She is a nutritionist, writer, national speaker, ghostwriter of books for natural medicine, doctors, and clinical nutritionist, and author of two healthy cookbooks. She is a nationally certified fitness instructor and personal trainer in Pilates, yoga, body pump, step, and aerobics with over 20 years of experience. She served as the on-air nutritionist for QVC Television, how cool is that, in the United States and the UK, and hosted her own weekly healthy living segments for PBS. Sherry, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Aw, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Sherry. So you say dieting hurts your health. So what are some of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to lose weight?
I think just going on some extreme eating plans that really affect people's health. Anytime you're going to eliminate maybe an entire food group or only eat one food group, that can make a huge difference. That can, you know, cause nutritional deficiencies is probably the number one, not to mention unpleasant side effects. So losing weight is a gradual process, and I think it's just important that people focus on just losing a pound a week and focusing on protein and fiber at every single meal. Good quality protein and good quality fiber. Frankly, anything in the produce section.
What is one of the success strategies you can share with us and our listeners that will help them lose weight today or start losing weight today?
You know, one of my tips that always seems to help my clients is having a dinner plate for vegetables. Use a dinner plate for the vegetables. And then use a side or salad plate for the protein, and if you want to have some whole grains, that would be fine. But that allows you to get an idea of how many vegetables that, you know, I want you to intake. Basically, 60% of your meal should be good carbohydrates, frankly, vegetables predominantly. And my favorite way to eat them is I roast them. I roast vegetables all the time. And they just taste delicious, and they're filling, and they will keep you full and satiated. And that's the key. When you're, you know, getting all these nutrients and you stay full, then you're not going to have the cravings. That's probably the first thing I focus on with my clients is getting rid of their cravings.
What happens in the body when one drinks a Coca-Cola or even a soft drink?
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. You know, when you assault your body with a Coke, it literally is, where do I begin? It's horrible. Within 10 minutes, 10 teaspoons of sugar hit the body, and that's more than you should have for the entire day. So that would be the first one. Next, it literally has the same effect as if someone were to take heroin, the way it affects the brain. And when that sugar crash hits and you drop within an hour, typically, you then want another one. It's just going to set you up to crave more. So I have just, there's nothing good to say about soft drinks, unfortunately.
That is a shame, and you say the diet colas are and soft drinks are just as bad, right?
Yes, they are. The diet drinks, because of the artificial sweeteners in them, studies have continued to show that they promote hunger. Because when you intake that artificial sweetener in that soft drink, the brain registers it got something sweet, but the stomach says, where is it? You told me I had something sweet and it's not here. And many people report feeling hungry within an hour of consuming a diet soft drink. So they are just as bad.
Yes, eye-opening information for sure. Today we are with Sherry Grenadier, a nutritionist, writer, national speaker, ghostwriter of books for natural medicine doctors and clinical nutritionist, also an author of two healthy cookbooks. She is a nationally certified fitness instructor and personal trainer in Pilates, yoga, body pump, step, and aerobics with over 20 years of experience. She's joined us today here on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Nutrition channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Sherry, you're a big fan of supplements. What are some of the key supplements that can make a difference in people's health and life?
I'm a big fan of, first of all, find a good quality whole food concentrate vitamin, multi-mineral vitamin. Because contrary to popular belief, I don't feel you're going to get everything you need from food. And so a good multivitamin is huge. A whole food concentrate means that they are derived actually from food sources and not synthetically made in a lab per se, you know, like where they're artificial. Many supplements out there have additives, fillers, and preservatives, and I always ask my clients when they ask me about a supplement, I always ask them, how do you feel? You should feel great after you take your vitamin. If you're not noticing a difference, then I guarantee you it's probably got a lot of the artificial fillers and preservatives. So a good multivitamin would be one. The next would be a B-complex. Very important. It supports the adrenal glands. And we're all, you know, everybody is exposed to stress. We can't necessarily stop that, but we can support our body nutritionally so it can handle it better. So a B-complex would be one. I am a big fan of taking an omega-3. I know there's a lot of controversy out there about omega-3, a good fish oil supplement, is huge because it reduces inflammation throughout the body. And that is key. As we get older, everything gets inflamed, darn it. And so anything you can do to reduce that inflammation is key, and fish oil is one way to do that. Now, obviously eating fish, if you can, at least twice a week, that's ideal. But I find that, you know, taking a supplement does help people stay pain-free. So those would be my top three, definitely.
How do you help your clients stay motivated with their weight loss programs? That's certainly a big part in helping people lose weight, I'm sure, is keeping that motivation in the right, keeping it going in the right direction.
Yeah. Probably the biggest way is because they notice a difference in how they feel after they make a change in a meal. For example, if they're eating something for breakfast, let's say, probably the biggest thing I do is get people off eating too much wheat. If they're having toast for breakfast, a sandwich at lunch, a roll with dinner, garlic bread, whatever, it's wheat, 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 wheat all day. And unfortunately, gluten is in that wheat, and gluten is basically a protein, and just like the word implies, glue, it kind of creates a, it can create pain in the body. It compromises the immune system. And people notice a big difference when they get off gluten. So I'm just a big fan of fine-tuning what someone's doing where they're still not going to feel deprived, but will notice a change in how they feel. And to me, that's worth all the tea in China right there.
No question about it. Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information, also to be in contact with you online to consider your services.
My website is sgtotalhealth.com. So S as in Sherry, G as in good, totalhealth.com, and I welcome any questions by email, and my email address is S as in Sherry, G as in good, FIT, number 12, 12, at AOL.com. So it's SGFIT, 12 at AOL.com.
That certainly will be helpful to have access to you like that. Now, finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Number one thing that will slow down the aging process from the inside out is exercise. So anything you can do, I don't care what it is, just get out there, move, go for a walk, take a class, get into weight training, take yoga, find a Pilates studio. Anything you can do to exercise, you got to do it every single day. There's no way around it.
Good advice. We've been talking with Sherry Granadier, a nutritionist, writer, national speaker, ghostwriter of books for natural medicine doctors and clinical nutritionist, and an author of two healthy cookbooks herself. She is also a nationally certified fitness instructor and personal trainer in Pilates, yoga, body pump, step, and aerobics with over 20 years of experience. And the website of reference, once again, is sgtotalhealth.com. Sherry, thanks so much for joining us today here on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.